Hi, this is Philip Avery with Archtop Survivor. I'm looking for Barbara Blake. Hi, we got a message from you stating that you were having trouble logging into your online account. I'm here to help you resolve that issue.
Okay, someone called me earlier.
Okay.
I hooked up a switch, so I got that fixed, but I still cannot connect to my outdoor ring camera. It says the Wi-Fi connection won't hook up. So I don't know what's going on with that. It worked before, but now it's not working.
Now, I understand that, Mrs. Blake. So let me ask a couple of questions so I might be able to help you out a little bit for that. So just to verify your account, just to make sure I'm looking at the right one. What is your service address?
200 Sparling Road.
City and state, please.
Saugerties, New York.
Thank you very much. What is the email address attached to the account?
bblake305322@gmail.
That is correct. And when was your service originally installed?
I want to say about 3 to 4 months ago.
Okay, we need a bit more information than that. How about this? What speed of internet do you receive from us?
What speed? Oh, 1 gig.
All right, thank you very much. That's
Whatever.
exact that is, yeah that that's accurate. That's exactly what I needed to know.
Oh,
So
okay.
were you trying to log into like your home pass to access the your Wi-Fi information so that you could connect your Ring camera?
Well, according to the home pass, it says everything is good, but it doesn't work.
Yeah,
I'm seeing, yeah.
I'm seeing that right now. Yeah, it's like everything starts off in your office, and then you have an extender. It looks like that exists that your Ring camera is set up to.
Right, and it doesn't work. It worked fine for the first couple of months, but I don't know, the guys were working out here last week. I don't they had four trucks out here. I don't know what they were doing, but after that it kind of was sporadic, and now it doesn't work at all.
I'm looking at
I've tried to go outside with my app on my phone, press the button on the top of the ring thing, and try to connect with the internet, and it just doesn't work. So, and the gentleman I talked to earlier today, he said he's going to reset the routers and the modems to see if that would work. That didn't work either, so.
Yeah, right now it looks like everything has excellent connectivity that's currently connected to it. Amazon Ring camera.
It's the spotlight camera
The
on the
spotlight camera.
garage. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it says it's excellent, but it don't work. And I've tried everything.
So yeah, it looks like from our end, this is what I'm saying. From our end, what it's looking like is like everything's connected properly to your Wi-Fi network. Everything's got really strong, really good connectivity. I'm looking at like the Ring Chime Pro, the various, I think they're the stick-up cameras and everything. So
Yeah.
I'll double check these real quick just to make sure I'm going through it. Yeah, you've got very low latency interference with the stick-up camera that I'm assuming is the one that's out in the garage. They are all connected at a 2.4 gigahertz, so that makes me think that because it's a Ring camera, it's an Amazon product. Usually those can connect to like the 5 gigahertz bandwidth. That could be something that is on Amazon's side, not ours.
I know, because all the stick-up ones are the ones that are in the house.
Okay.
It's the spotlight camera that's outside.
Okay, let me
Now,
look.
it worked before, and when you guys went online with me, it worked. Now, all of a sudden, it's not working. So I'm more tend to believe that it's something with the Wi-Fi connection.
Wow. So I can tell you right now, let me double check what you saw. Give me one moment. I'm looking
Sure.
something up for you. So, it has a very excellent connection. It's got a very low RSSI that stands for the Received Signal Strength Indicator. So it's got a very good signal strength. Its interference to the actual pod, which is, it looks like it's connected to Christie's pod,
right,
is 5%, which means there's like one wall in between that extender and the device.
Yep.
It looks like it's on a 2.4 gigahertz connection. Let me look into something about those. And it's the spot. You said it's the Spotlight Cam?
Yeah, Spotlight Cam, yep.
Okay. I'm looking at something that's coming up from like the ring.com support articles.
Mm-hmm.
And is it hardwired into your home's
No. It runs off of solar batteries. They're solar powered.
Okay. Yeah, because right now it's actually stating that if the device itself is not connecting, ensure that it has a proper battery charge.
Oh yeah, it does.
It says try taking it off the network and then reattempting setup with it again.
Yeah, and this too. I've done it all. Trust me, I don't bug people about this stuff unless I've tried everything. So. I tried to connect it to the Chime Pro, but it wouldn't connect to that. So then I went back to try to the network on the Wi-Fi, and it wouldn't connect to that either.
So let's see. I'm looking at these real quick, and it's saying one of the things to try for fixing a poor connection with the Ring device is to check the Ring app. Because everything it's saying right now is, because from what I can see, there's nothing that should be blocking it on our system side. I'm looking at your speeds as well. They're consistent. They're within, you know, the metrics and bounds of what we'd expect to see at this time of day.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand why it's saying, hey, yeah, no, I don't want to work for you.
Now, I'm looking at my Ring app. It says my signal strength is 65. So RSSI is 65.
Negative 65 dBm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's a very strong signal. Anything less than 90, the lower the negative number, so as long, if it's below negative 90, so anywhere from 0 to negative 90 is considered an excellent connection.
Oh. Well, it's been a negative 78 before, and it had a horrible connection. So they said it wasn't good. So
So according to this, it says open the Ring app, tap the menu, the three lines, which is known as the hamburger menu.
Yeah.
Tap devices.
Yeah.
Select the Ring device you would like to test.
Yeah.
Tap on device the device health tile.
Yep, that's where I'm at.
And scroll to signal strength under the network section.
Mm-hmm. That's what it says. RSSI negative 65.
Okay. So that's not being very helpful.
No.
So yeah, because everything our network is telling me about your connection issue is that it's something to do with the device itself. It's not the actual network, because you're connected to a pod that is very, very close.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. Like, that's what we worked at first for the first couple of months, but then now it says it can't connect, so. So I don't know why it would just all of a sudden out of the blue say, you know, hey, we're not connecting.
Yeah, it says few of the top reasons for poor connectivity. It's too far away from the router. That's not the case.
Right.
Your mobile device has low signal or poor connection. That's not the case from what I'm seeing. And your home Wi-Fi connection is poor, or your internet service provider is experiencing high traffic, which is not the case.
Right.
So, I'm at a loss at this one. You may actually, this might not be an issue with us. This might actually be an issue with Amazon services themselves. Because how long has the issue been going on?
Because probably a couple weeks now.
Okay, so I would. Have you attempted to reach out to Amazon and the Ring team?
No.
So I would suggest reaching out to them as well, finding out what's going on. They may be able to actually troubleshoot the issue a little bit better. They're more of the expert for those devices. I can only give you based off of, you know, like an FAQ help guide I can find through Google.
Right, yeah. I'm looking at the same thing. So,
so yeah, I would attempt to contact Ring customer support to find out if they can do any kind of, you know, back-end troubleshooting for your devices that are not connecting. Because, as I said, everything from our network is showing that it's going perfectly well. Speeds are fine. Connectivity health rating is fine. Your RSSI is really good with everything. So I honestly wouldn't be able to tell you the reason why things aren't doing good. Yeah. And I'm seeing it now. Yeah, like yeah, your Ring Spotlight cam just dipped down into fair, which doesn't make sense. It was at excellent not that long ago.
I know. So you think it might be just the device itself?
It might be the device itself. I'm not too sure. So.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I would give Ring themselves a call. If that fails, it could be that. Let me double check the Spotlight cam one more time, see what it's going through. Yeah, 7% interference. It doesn't tell me how far away it is from your pod, but it is stating that you do have a fair signal to it right now. It's saying and it's actually showing that it's only got one dot of connectivity for your RSSI, even though now it's recalculating. I'm looking at it, and it's starting to go up again.
Yeah, and why? You know, why? Why does that happen?
So the pod, the Christie's pod that you have, that extender, is that inside?
Yes. Yeah.
And the Spotlight cam is outside on the outer
correct.
Wall?
Yeah.
That could be one of the small issues that's going on. It's because of the connectivity that's going on with it, it's not able to communicate properly. So
like I said, it did in the past, but now it won't.
Yeah, I don't know why it's doing that. So one of the things I would suggest attempting to do is, because I believe you can, you know, take them off, like they have like a mount that stays on the wall, and you can take them off if you need to, you know, like swap them out or check something. Bring it inside and bring it close to that connectivity, that extender. And see if anything happens with the device. It could be very well as simple as the device needs to be closer and it needs to run a firmware update.
Yeah.
So.
Give it a whirl.
Yeah, that's options. That's the only option that I can think of giving you as, you know, someone who does a lot of stuff with electronics and tech work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like my only advice I can give you. But in truthful and honesty, I would reach out to the Ring team so that you can talk with them. They can discuss what's going on, and they can literally walk you through step by step what needs to happen so that your device connects properly to your Wi-Fi network.
Okay. I will do that.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Barbara?
Well, I hope not. I had to put a switch in downstairs because my daughter couldn't get Wi-Fi unless
Uh-oh.
She had the LAN line hooked up.
Oh, well,
of course, you know, then the grandson can't run his game because there's only one connection, And it was a disaster. So I talked to somebody. He said, hook up a switch. So I did.
I'm looking at this. From what I can tell, it is you have 21 devices online. 11 devices are currently offline, which means you got a lot of devices that have been connected. I am showing that you have had a couple of major issues. Like, I'm looking at these guys. I'm looking at what issues we have that have been going on. So, give me 1 second. I'm going to take a look at these. And it looks like almost all of these are coming from, like, the Ring cameras and everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looks like they were having a lot of issues coming up. So, wow, that's interesting. I'm looking at it, 7 days. Yeah, I can see where those errors were popping up and stuff. Like, it was trying to connect to stuff, but it wasn't actually connecting properly. That is interesting, to say the least.
Of course, it has to be me, you know.
Hey, we learn things as we're going along. I'm just one of the customer service representatives. I do have an understanding of what's going on behind the scenes with, you know, the Wi-Fi connectivity, all this stuff. But at the same time, I'm not a back-end expert for any of this. So as a professional recommendation, contact Ring customer service, talk to them, see if there's anything they can do on their end. If there's nothing they can do on their end, go ahead and give us a call back, and I can set up a trouble ticket with you, or one of us other agents can set up a trouble ticket with your account, and we can have someone who understands our back-end systems 100%. It's their actual job too. So we'll make sure it gets to our IT department, so they can at least look into the issue and see if there's something I'm not able to see.
Right.
Because yeah, everything. I'm serious. Like, everything is showing that it's a good network.
I know. So I don't understand. Like I said, it's worked in the past, but now all of a sudden it can't connect. Still connect. Won't connect.
No, and I understand that they might look into it a little bit more and be like, well, we think you might need X, Y, and Z or do something with the amount of devices you do. Looks like you do typically have connected. You may need more throughput for your network. That might be one of the big things. It's pretty much it's saying, hey, you've got too much stuff connected, so your system is kind of getting, you know, bogged down with too many I want to say too many connections to one, you know, access point. Because from what I can see based off of this, out of the 21 devices you have currently connected to your network, 3 of them are on the Christie's pod. The other 18 are connected directly to your office modem.
Right.
So it very well could be that you need to make sure that you have enough throughput for that, so that way it kind of lessens the burden on the network. So that might be something that we might need to look into. Is you may need to increase your speed of service from the 1 gig to the 2 gig service. I know it's more expensive. I know you probably don't want to spend that much more money.
The other outfit I was with Spectrum for 15 years or so.
Okay.
And I never had any problem with the Ring cameras at all, and they didn't even have fiber optics.
I wouldn't be able to tell you the issue.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Yeah.
I'll be calling Ring and see what they can do for me.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Barbara?
Apparently not.
I'm so sorry. I wish I could do more.
Okay. Well,
All right.
Your help.
You're quite welcome, Barbara. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and thank you for being an Arch Top Fiber customer.
You bet. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.